from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
And right now on the Afternoon Edition, developing news, new fallout from the FBI raids at the home of Oakland Mayor Shang Tao. The mayor now facing another staff shakeup. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Yamamoto. We're learning Mayor Shang Tao's chief of communications has stepped down from his role. The mayor's office confirmed with us that Francis Zamora announced his resignation today. We don't know if it's related to anything involving the FBI raid at the mayor's home, but the announcement comes on the heels of the mayor speaking out about that raid a day after her attorney dropped her as a client. Zamora released a statement saying, quote, I resigned my position as chief of communications. I thank my colleagues for the professionalism and dedication. It was an honor to serve the city of Oakland beside them. Mayor Shang Tao also released a statement on Zamora's resignation. She says, quote, Francis was a valuable member of the team whose contributions are greatly valued and appreciated. I thank him for his service and wish him well. Well, yesterday, the mayor spoke out for the very first time about the FBI raid on her home last Thursday, claiming she did nothing wrong. But hours after her comments, we learned the attorney who was hired to represent her withdrew from the case. Tony Brass signed on as Tao's attorney the day after the FBI agents searched her home and carried out what appeared to be boxes of documents. Agents also search homes owned by members of the Duong family that owns the recycling company Cal Waste Solutions. Well, after the mayor's remarks, Brass told our Julia Goodridge, it became clear he could not represent her.
It appears to me that her messaging was inconsistent with the way I intended to manage this case. I asked to withdraw as her counsel.
Brass says he did not know there was going to be a press conference. He declined to comment on the specific messages in the mayor's press conference that concerned him. But the mayor did imply the FBI search of her home could have been politically motivated.
The timing of all this is troubling, and we should all be concerned. I want to know why. The day following the qualification of a recall election, funded by some of the richest people in the Bay Area, seemed like the right day to execute a warrant.
Well, the mayor went on to say it was her lack of political connections that allowed her to be a target of an investigation. The mayor did issue a statement about changing lawyers, saying, quote, over the weekend, I obtained new legal counsel and thank Mr. Brass for his counsel. I will share the name of my new counsel once agreements are finalized. We have put Mayor Shang Tao's entire press conference on our website at kpix.com. We'll continue to follow the latest developments on air, online, and on the free CBS News app. Governor Gavin Newsom striking a partisan tone in his annual State of the State address. The governor released a pre-recorded speech online in just the last couple of hours. It was delayed from March while he waited for the results of Proposition 1. That's his mental health care initiative, which ultimately did pass. The governor drew a stark contrast between California's progressive values and conservative forces, threatening the rights of women and LGBTQ communities.
Our values and our way of life are the antidote to the poisonous populism of the right and the fear and anxiety that so many people are feeling today. But the California way of life we recognize is under attack. For conservatives and delusional California bashers, their success depends on our failure.
Well, the governor also touted the state's work to fight crime right here in the Bay Area, mentioning that Oakland's overall crime rate has fallen, and he recently deployed 120 CHP officers to the city. He also pointed to the state's efforts to reduce homelessness, including spending billions on programs that provided more than 15,000 units of housing. California Republicans released their own response to the address, saying the pre-recorded speech does not in any real way fulfill the governor's responsibility to Californians. Live look outside. We saw some showers in the South Bay yesterday as we take a live look at the Santa Clara Valley area. Thunderstorms dropped hundreds of lightning strikes that led to small fires in the Sierra foothills. Let's check in with meteorologist Zoe Mintz on the chance of more activity today. Hey, Zoe.
Hey, yeah, we're actually looking at a good amount of more activity today, but not necessarily here in San Francisco. Just take a live look outside, taking a look at the Bay Bridge. Yes, there are some clouds out there. Those clouds not likely going to drop any sort of rainfall for us in San Francisco, but that's not necessarily the same story everywhere. We are going to be looking at the chance for a few more showers and thunderstorms, especially up further to our north. You can see this line of very light showers that actually dropped a couple of lightning strikes just to the south of Pleasanton, Fremont, and Livermore. That line is quickly moving up to our north, and as it collides with the other line of showers and thunderstorms, that's when we're going to get more activity and more wetting rainfall as well. Unfortunately, with the lightning strikes, wildfire danger does continue. But if we take a look at how warm it's going to be this afternoon, yes, it's going to be a hot one, but it's summer. It's what we expect this time of year. We'll be in the 80s up across the North Bay, but heading a little bit further east, that's where the heat will be on, jumping about 5 degrees into Oakland across the Bay Bridge, but stepping over the mountains, about a 20 degree temperature jump over near Concord and Antioch. You're still feeling those well above average temperatures, but it's summer. If you want to escape the heat, maybe a little bit further south or a little bit further west, where the Santa Clara Valley is a lot more comfortable, temperatures in the mid to lower 80s. But how long is this comfortable heat going to stick around, and how long will those showers stay? I'll break down the details coming up in my full forecast.
All right, thanks, Zoe. Well, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is free today after he agreed to plead guilty to violating the Espionage Act. Assange revealed state secrets about America's wars on his website, WikiLeaks. U.S. prosecutors have been trying to get him back on American soil to face charges for years, but as Jared Hill explains, the plea deal he has agreed to sign will take place on a remote island in the Western Pacific Ocean.
WikiLeaks posted this photo of Julian Assange early Tuesday on board a flight with the caption, "Moving closer to freedom." Assange left the UK last night, headed to Northern Mariana Islands, a U.S. territory about 3,000 miles north of his home in Australia. He's expected to plead guilty tomorrow to one count of espionage for his role in one of the biggest leaks of classified information in recent U.S. history. U.S. prosecutors are giving him credit for serving a little more than 5 years behind bars in London. He would have faced life in prison if convicted of 18 counts, most under the Espionage Act, for conspiring with former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to steal classified documents relating to the Iraq and Afghanistan wars in 2010.
I think one takeaway here is that the U.S. government takes this situation seriously, and that they tried very hard for years to extradite him to the U.S.
Assange supporters are cheering news of the plea deal.
This is the first time in the 100-year history of the Espionage Act that a journalist or someone committing journalism, someone engaging in journalistic act, has been prosecuted under the Espionage Act for essentially receiving information and communicating information.
Assange's legal trouble started in 2012 when he fled to the Ecuadorian embassy in London to escape extradition to Sweden, accused of rape and sexual assault. The charges were dropped, but he stayed at the embassy for 7 years. During that time, WikiLeaks released thousands of emails stolen from the Democratic National Committee. In 2019, Ecuador expelled Assange from the embassy, and the UK sentenced him to 50 weeks in jail for breaching bail conditions related to the rape inquiry.